Morning. It's time we turn our attention to the Lord's Supper, and I do appreciate Phil taking the time to tie in songs to my comments today. And if you've seen me get up here before, you know that a lot of times my inspirations for different talks come from really random places. I think I've drawn inspiration from TV shows and baseball fields and trees and all kinds of different places. And today, my inspiration for this particular message comes from song lyrics from my favorite album of the year. And you might ask, well, song lyrics, that's, you know, a pretty common inspiration for something, right? Well, I'll be honest, this is the kind of band that, like, when I'm listening to it and Trista comes in the room, she just gives me, like, you know, one of these looks. Like, you know, she's like, it sounds so angry. And yeah, it does. It does sound angry. But when you look at the words and you listen, it can be so many things: reflective, inspirational, encouraging, all types of things. And so one of the lyrics from the chorus of one of the songs that I want to relay to you today and discuss as the inspiration for this was, and I'll just read the line: "Accept that you suffer, let go of your throne, even when you are alone. Beautiful vines on a crown that you mourn. To find trust requires thorns." So immediately when I heard these words, my mind transported me to the image of Jesus Christ giving up his throne, leaving his throne in heaven, and then suffering while wearing this crown of thorns on a cross. And the crown of thorns is such an iconic part of the scene that we see in our minds of Jesus' crucifixion. But you ever ask, why did he wear this crown of thorns? Why was it given to him? Is there any significance to it? And I started thinking about that. So let's read John chapter 19, starting in verse 1. John chapter 19, starting in verse 1. "Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, 'See, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him.' So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said to them, 'Behold the man!' When the chief priests and officers saw them, they cried out, 'Crucify him! Crucify him!' Pilate said to them, 'Take him for yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him.'" Now it's interesting to me that John makes a point of mentioning the crown of thorns, not just once, but twice in this short passage. He mentions it twice. So we know John was there and he saw this, so it must have been a very powerful and moving image for him in this awful scene that he was witnessing. So as John is recounting this scene to us, we see these Roman soldiers, and they're inflicting pain upon Jesus while also simultaneously making fun of him. And it's like just total classic bully behavior, right? The sarcasm, you can hear it, you can see it. So it's like, oh, you're a king? Well, here's your crown. And you can see it. And this is a crown that they made out of hate for the purpose of humiliation. But for us, it's become a symbol of Christ's humility and his love. Now, there's much more to this crown of thorns. So I want to look back to the start of it all, the first sin and the consequences of it, and the reason why Jesus ultimately had to endure this pain and humiliation. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. I want to read verses 17 and 18. And here, God is speaking to Adam and telling him what is going to happen because he had disobeyed God's word. See, Adam and Eve had sinned because they had eaten of the tree that God told them not to. And when there is a breaking of God's law, there is a consequence. And here's the consequence to Adam: "Cursed is the ground because of you, in pain you shall eat it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the plants of the field, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken." So it's quite clear from this passage that thorns were part of the curse upon man because of man's sin. And I know we have some people out here that are hunters and hikers and fishermen and go out into the woods. And you know, if you've ever walked through the woods, how awful those wild thorn bushes, or rose bushes can be, the multiflora rose bushes, right? And every time that I'm walking through and you get stuck and tangled up in them and snag your clothes, it is such a reminder of sin, the pain that it causes, and how sin impedes our progress. So let's move from Genesis back to the scene of Jesus' trial. This curse that God had put on man because of man's sin, these thorns, are now being mockingly shoved onto the head of God's only begotten Son. And yet, we see God, he's manages to take this horrible image and the pain that Jesus is enduring because of man's sin and turn it into something beautiful. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Paul is talking about the curse of the law here. And remember, this is the law that became needed because of man's sin. It reads in verse 3, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." Man's sin brought the curse of thorns into the world, and to save us from the curse that we brought on ourselves, Jesus not only became a curse, but he also wore a symbol of the curse on the cross. Now, going back to the lyrics of the song that I mentioned, there's a phrase there. It says, "Trust requires thorns." And I pondered this line, and I thought about it, and then I remembered Hebrews chapter 5. In this chapter, the writer is explaining how Jesus, the great high priest, offering a sacrifice of himself for the sins of the people. And he did it out of obedience and out of trust in the Father. Let's read Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered." The thorns of the crown were part of the pain Jesus experienced while trusting in God's plan for salvation. Looking back at the lyrics to the song, Jesus accepted that he was going to suffer. He knew it was all along. He knew it was going to happen all along. He accepted that. But he was obedient to God. He trusted that what God said, God was going to do. And he wore the thorns of our curse. And here's the thing. If we are to trust in God and ultimately be resurrected to be with God just as Jesus was, we also must be ready to endure the thorns caused by our sin. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. "For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer." You know, roses are beautiful, but they do have thorns. And we often view thorns as painful and a nuisance, but to the rose, thorns are protection. And similarly, salvation that comes through Jesus is also a beautiful thing. And the pain that we experience in this life, the pain that Paul wrote about in Corinthians, those thorns, we'll call them, produces endurance that prepares us for the greater glory of heaven. 1 Peter 4:13 reads, "But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when the glory is revealed." So I know that we've all gone through things in our lives that are painful, much more painful than the stick of a thorn. And sometimes these pains linger like a thorn that can't be removed. But we can take heart in that if we stay steadfastly trusting in God as Jesus did while wearing the crown of thorns, the thorns that were caused by our sin, and Jesus staying steadfastly trusting while being on the cross, a death that was necessitated because of our sin, we can someday rejoice with him in glory. It's a pretty amazing thing. You see, Hebrews 2:9 tells us that Jesus was once made lower than the angels, but now he is crowned. Not with a crown of thorns anymore. He's crowned because of the suffering of his death. And through that, we also may receive a crown. And not the crown of thorns that we deserve, but a crown of life. If we too can endure this momentary life. So I thank God that he's looked upon me and given me not only a hope to get through the challenges and the pains that we face in life with the promise of heaven, but that he gave up his son to become a curse, to give me an example of how to endure, and also that he became the curse to redeem me from the pain that I've caused him. How loving is our God. Let's